Well, blood for this, George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Vincent Puglisi. Vincent, are you ready to do this?
I am ready. Let's go.
Let's go, indeed. Vincent helps entrepreneurs master their niche and create niche, Vincent, and create recurring online income. He is the author of The Wealth of Connection. I'm excited to have you back on the show. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, thank you. I am happily married 21 years, which sounds crazy saying that. We have three kids. As we record, our oldest is about to turn 18, which is just bizarre thinking about that. 18, 15, and 12. We've homeschooled our kids for about 9 years now. It was just something that just felt right. They went to school and we were like, we were missing something. We're missing as a family. We weren't able to teach the way we wanted to. So we've been doing that for 9 years. We moved to Bradenton, Florida about 2 years ago because that was the place we wanted to live and work from. The idea was to create a life that we can live anywhere we want, work the way that we want. We said, why not go where we want? And so that's what we do. And we get to help people in this manner in terms of creating recurring online income so that they also can create that freedom, because I think so many people are longing for that. So that's a little bit about us.
I love it. And we were just talking about how you had the ability to travel and take longer vacations and made the decision, why don't we live here full time? And you just made it happen. And a big reason for that is that you are our time and location and financially, for the most part, independent based on the work that you're doing and how you're helping others.
Yeah. And it's funny because there were so many lessons along the way, right, to learn, but I didn't realize how intentional you need to be to make this happen. Meaning one decision of, oh, I'm going to start a brick and mortar business here, or I'm going to take a job in this spot or in this city, that really, if you don't have a plan ahead, it's fine. But if you have a plan of this is what you want, it's amazing what even small decisions or seemingly smaller short-term decisions can derail a long-term vision. Like for us, we always wanted to travel. When we first started a business, the plan was, hey, how do we become financially independent? Not meaning we want to be as wealthy as possible. That was not the goal. Of course, you don't want to turn it down, but we didn't need as much as we thought we would need to be able to live anywhere and to be able to not stress about money. And that was a real eye-opener for us, but it was also, hey, we have young kids. We don't want to look back when they turn 18, which is ironic as we're interviewing today, that we look back and we missed out on all that because I was working or because I was so wrapped up. Now, I'm an ambitious guy. I've got business ideas. I can be wrapped up in it, but I want to do it while we can go fishing, while we can go hiking, while we can just take our time, you know, with what we do and be with our kids. So to be at this point right now, like, wow, we kind of did it as this is going, you know, 18-year-old, and we've been here the entire time, and I've been able to be that father and also create that financial independence to where the money's not a stress. I didn't have to go, you know, be gone at a different job. Like, I don't put any of it down, but there are a lot of people that come to me like, I want to be able to build that type of lifestyle. And it really comes down to the decisions you make early on in terms of what you start that can create that out. So there's a path, right? From idea to building the idea, to launching it, to growing it to where it's earning you the income that you want, to, which is the most fun part, taking something like that, which we go in the membership realm, that's what we help. But when you have a membership, for instance, that creates recurring online income, that you do work, but you're not required to be there every moment of the day or even every day, you then have time to go write books and to maybe start a mastermind or to go speak or to coach or to, you know, create products that have affiliates and ads. The way we joke about it is like the memberships is our base salary, right? So we know there's consistent online recurring income that's X amount of money that can keep going up. It's a base salary. So it gives you that security that so many people, you know, don't think of when they get scared of entrepreneurship because like, oh, there's not the consistent money. Right? You build a membership around your idea. And there's so many niche memberships, your mind would be blown by what they're, you know, how people are doing it now. That's a base income. Now you can go create what we call the bonuses, you know, go speak on stage for 10 grand. That's a bonus that you get. That's additional income, but it gives that financial freedom and safety that you can keep going without always looking for the next client and stressing out about that. So there's so, we can go so much deeper into it, but that's the general idea of it.
I love it. And I love the reality, the idea of living intentionally. I've been spending so much time thinking and writing about that right now. It's like, I can have the greatest ideas and vision for the future, but unless my actual behaviors are aligned to that, that the whole what I want is never going to happen. And so we can sit and shoot the crap and say, this is what I'm going to do. But unless I'm actually doing it and putting these things to work with intention, then I have no idea where I'm actually going to end up. But I imagine the people you're working with, they just don't know where to start.
A lot of them are like me, and I'm not diagnosed, but I'm pretty sure I'm ADHD or I'm somewhere on that spectrum because of the way that I work, the way that I think. It comes with a lot of advantages. You could be very focused, right? I could be very focused, but I could be also very aloof, meaning I'm so excited about this today. And then 3 weeks later, it's like, nah, done with that. I want to go do this now. And I'll drive my wife crazy because it's like, can you stay focused for 3 years just to do something? But so many people in this realm have so many ideas. They're great starters. They're not great finishers. And they have great ideas, but to be able to hone it in and say, let's take this one idea and let's see it out to success. Because the idea with something like this, you could actually build a business within memberships that you can then go sell if you build it the right way, if you stay focused like you're talking about. And then if you sell it, now you have that income coming in that you can now do the next thing you want to do because you might get bored with it and start all over again, but at a much better financial and time advantage. And time freedom is the key for us. It's much more than money. As important as money is, having the time to be with my kids, to be with my wife, to work on the things that I want to work on, I would not trade that for, you know, a couple $100,000 more. Would not trade that. The time gives us the freedom. And I think if people can see that, they could realize I might not need as much money as I think I do to actually get free.
Yeah, bringing the whole picture together. So it's not as far away maybe as you think that it is. So you talked about how there's so many different ways to do it. What are some of the ways that people have been, that you have been coaching people to do it? And do I need to have an expertise? How does it even?
That's what's fun about it is it's not a one size fits all. Like we have people in our community that they're solo cleaners. Like they've cleaned houses. They're solo cleaners. They don't have a team around them. But guess what? There's a bunch of other solo cleaners that are feeling alone and they're going out to these jobs and they're cleaning, but they have no guidance. They don't have a coach. Well, Ken Carfagno becomes their coach. He becomes their virtual coach and then leads community on that. We have these micro niches from tech to IT to Google Ads to all these tiny micro niches that as long as you need to be a couple of steps ahead of the people and there are people that are following and need that, you can lead. You know, Seth Godin talked about this in terms of the idea of tribes. There are all these tribes, all these micro tribes, but nobody's leading them. Now, you don't have to be the expert. You don't have to be the person in that. You just need to show up and lead. And the way he joked is the Beatles didn't invent teenagers. They just showed up and led them. Bob Marley didn't invent Rastafarians. He just showed up and led them. When you can see it that way, it means you don't have to be the absolute be-all, end-all expert on something. You just need to lead a group because when you find that and you go and you lead that group, you will also realize you have a network of people who can also lead in different ways. Like with me, I'm not an SEO expert, but I've got people in my network that are. So they can come into our community and lead on that topic. I'm not a tax expert, but we have accountants that are focused on entrepreneurs that can come in and lead. So I get to use my network to enhance the lives of the people in my community, but I don't have to be the one that has all the information to do it. And at the same time, you're building a business that could be sold down the road because it's not dependent solely on me. This took me a long time to figure out because for years it all had to be me. It all had to be my idea, you know, control freak like. And then when I finally grew up a little bit and realized the sum of everybody doing it together is much more valuable than just me.
Which certainly makes sense. So how does the time freedom come in? Because this is different than me being a one-on-one coach to 100 people.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I started. That's how I think a lot of people start. You start by really honing your expertise. I started as a one-on-one coach, but then realizing, you know, not that I didn't like doing it, but it can wear you out after a while, right? If you have 20 one-on-one clients in a week, you're almost like a therapist in so many ways. And then I would have times I would schedule a call at 6 o'clock at night, and last minute, their kid wasn't feeling good. They had to cancel. Now there's a cancellation policy or you reschedule, but now I was supposed to have dinner with my family and now they canceled last minute and I didn't eat dinner with them because I was planning for this. And then I realized, wait a second, the more I do this, the more I keep answering the same question over and over again. They keep asking me the same questions and I keep answering it all these in a similar systematic way. So wait a second, if I could do a one-on-one call, why couldn't I do a 1-on-20 call where a lot of people that have the same questions are together? I show up at one time, I answer their questions for an hour, they pay me less money, but for me financially, it's so much more worth it than doing the one-on-one calls. Now that's the base salary. You have, just for instance, say it's $8,000 is the base salary you want per month. You get 100 people paying you $80 a month for something.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Now you have that base salary. Doesn't mean you can't still take on one-on-one clients. So maybe say, I'm only going to do 3, but you charge more money for that. That's a bonus, right? Now you can take that content from within that membership and you can create courses from that content because you keep saying and leading in a certain way. So now you sell those courses as a bonus. You could also take those courses, put them inside of your membership, make your membership more valuable for people that are thinking. Instead of buying the course for $300, just come into the membership at $80 and you'll get that plus all of this. There's so many different avenues to take this to where now I'm scheduled for 1 hour a week instead of 20. That's where time freedom comes in. So you do that, you build it out that way. Now, say your call's Monday at 9 o'clock, it's done at Monday at 10 o'clock. Now you get to control the rest of your week. You can write content, you can do social media, you can have phone calls, you can do whatever you want. That's where the time freedom comes into it.
Got it. So it's just having the intention of figuring out, here's how much money I want / need to have coming in. Here's how many people it's going to take. Here is the framework. It's going to be potentially creating some courses for the delivery of some of the knowledge I have. And then it's maybe a weekly or a couple of times a week call. And it's me with many people as opposed to one-on-one. It's figuring out that kind of structure.
Exactly. Or also saying, it's not just going to be me. We're going to have people from within the community, the ones that we've elevated, they might lead a call. Or guest expert comes in, leads a call. There's so many different ways of doing it where you're like, this is the content we can create to not only deliver for them, but here's what's really fun about it. When you do that call, now you can say, once you start freeing up time or you have staff or AI or whatever it is, let's cut that call up and let's cut up social media pieces for it that we can put out there. So now in bite-sized pieces, we're promoting what we're doing without spending any extra time. You've already done the work within them. It's been recorded. Now you can take that content and you can put it out to different areas to where other people say, oh, that was a great answer to a question. That was my problem. Can I be a part of this? There's so many different ways to do this. And that helps actually build out the idea. But the crazy part about it is every step of that doesn't require any more time. It doesn't require you to do the work and spend more hours doing it. Once you have that system down, and then you can even bring people in to help you out with that, you still have the time freedom while your business grows and expands.
Which is a beautiful thing.
It's not a bad thing. I'll tell you that. It's not a bad thing.
What is the, from an expectation standpoint, somebody's listening and said, this sounds awesome. How long? A year, That's 2 years, question. 3 years?
That's a good question, because sometimes, like I always say in every framework, 3 years, because I hate the whole write a book in 30 days. I don't buy it. I think it's just a marketing thing. Nothing good happens. You know, think about, you know, we talked about having kids. It takes 9 months to make a healthy baby. If you came to me and said, I get it, but I really want this baby in a month. What can we do to speed this up? There is nothing you can do to speed that up if we want this baby to be healthy and do this. I don't say it's all the time with business, but we've run a lot of businesses. And every single time, it's the first year is pain because you're making all your mistakes. You're learning. You're making your pricing choices. It's probably going to be wrong. You're not going to be as confident. You're gonna grow organically with it. You don't have as much trust within your community yet in the first year of doing something. That's every 70% of the mistakes we make are in the first year of any business we do. It's just, I could track it. Second year, I start getting some balance. I'm like, yeah, this is still kind of difficult, but hey, we're standing on our feet. Prices are going up. It doesn't seem to be as difficult. It's still challenging. We still have these things. And George, I'm telling you, every single time by the third year, Elizabeth, my wife, said to me, like, it didn't used to be this easy. And not meaning it in an arrogant way. It's like, we're not stressing like we were. Things are automated. Things are outsourced. Business is growing, but yet we're not scrambling like we did in the first year. So I generally give the three-year framework, but there have been people that have done it in 5 months. There have been, on the flip side, there are people doing it for 10 years and they still haven't. And the reason is, they could have been working on it for 10 years, but did they really put in 10 years of work? They probably didn't even put 3 years of work, meaning, yeah, I'm doing stuff here and there, I'm dabbling, but are you really doing the full-time work it needs to build it out so that you get that freedom? I don't want to give the impression at all that freedom just is easy to build. It's not easy. But when you get to that point where you can do the things we're talking about, it gets there. It really does. But if somebody comes to me and they can't accept the framework of 3 years to get to that point, I'd probably tell them I'm not going to be the one that would help them, because I don't want to give them false expectations. But when I put this out, even on social or in conversations or in coaching, the people who've done it and have done it over and over again, as we have, they all say the same thing. It was about 3 years when things started to get good, 5 years when it was amazing. So that's the framework I give. It can happen sooner, and there are people that will raise their hand and say they did. But as a general guideline, I say 3 years.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. We have a tendency to really overestimate what we can get done in 1 year and underestimate what we can get done in three. So
it's so true. It's so true.
And your life can be totally different. Close your eyes. 3 years from now, you could be time-free living in Florida with Vincent or wherever it is that you want to live and be doing what it is that you want to be doing. But
you and I were talking. I apologize. And we did this about 3 years ago, right? On your show. That didn't seem like that long ago, but it was 3 years. Somebody listening to that show right then, if you do the steps, and maybe they were struggling, maybe they just found your podcast and they're like, man, I'm interested in this. Right now, they would be in a situation where they're free, mm-hmm. financially free, time free, and they'd be like, yeah, I know it was 3 years, but it didn't seem like it took that long. Because when you're intentional with the work that you do, you're intentional with the people you connect with, how you help others, how you serve others, it's absolutely possible to do it in that time.
Which I think is an exciting thing, and I don't think it's BS at all. I really do believe that you can literally change your life over a three-year period if you do what we've been talking about, which is be intentional about it and figure out what it is you want, and then find the right structure and be around people that have done it and then have an interest in helping you do it.
Exactly. And you hit the nail on the head earlier, like finding the niche. And it's such an overused term, right? Niche, whatever it is, but it's absolutely imperative, because when we went from helping business owners, right? Now that sounded like it was, you know, focused. But as time went on, we realized, okay, we're helping business owners. No, we're really helping online business owners. Like, this is the progression of we went through. Okay, so this isn't really brick and mortar. This isn't your dojo. This isn't your whatever, you know, brick and mortar type of business. No, it's online, because we want that time freedom. We want to be able to work from anywhere. That's where it started. Okay, online recurring income. That's a big difference, meaning it's recurring, consistent income month by month. It's not, I do work and then I have to keep going for clients. So that's the progress. And then it eventually went to, it was memberships. That's what it was. It was memberships that gave us this freedom. So that's what we focus on. That's what we help with. But in the very beginning, it was business owners. And I thought it was niche, but it wasn't. And it's not until we get down to here that I can speak for hours on the details of memberships, because that's how close we are. The more that you and the listeners, that somebody's listening to this, can really narrow down their niche and be okay with the fact that you are excluding people that won't hire you because you are niched, the sooner you can do that, the more you're going to build raving fans in your little world, your space, and you are going to repel people that aren't your people, but they were never going to be your raving fans to begin with. And I think that's really hard because you're actually turning away money, and people are afraid to turn away money. When you get to the point where you're okay with that and you're actually excited about it, that's when it really starts turning up.
Well said. Love it. Well, Vincent, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? Where can they get their copy of The Wealth of Connection?
Yeah, everything's at totallifefreedom.com. That's the name of our business. It's the website. Also, we give away the audio version of the book. So it's on the website, no cost. So if you go to the website, you'll see it right there, free audiobook, if anybody wants to listen to it. The only downside is you've got to listen to me for 5.5 hours. It's the only challenge, with you got to listen to my voice for 5.5 hours. But besides that, it's that's there for anybody to get. We have other free things that people can get, and totallifefreedom.com.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Vincent your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to totallifefreedom.com. And if what Vincent and I have been talking about today resonates, get in touch and find out if it's a good fit for you, and figure out how you can turn what you enjoy or are good at into really the life that you're interested in, and pick up the free audio version of The Wealth of Connection on the website as well, and just get started. 3 years from now, shorter, maybe a little bit longer, your life could be totally different. Thanks again, Vincent.
Thank you.
And until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.